Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Welcome to the Big and Lazy Podcast. And in a lot of school starting back up, I see a lot of baby daddies ain't shit and baby mamas this and that and yada, yada, yada. I got one tip. A lot of y'all, and this is going to sound a little controversial, y'all put your kids behind the eight ball. They are born behind the eight ball. They're born with the odds stacked against them. We don't know why. You don't know why? Because you got to stop reproducing with losers. Some people are slow, anger issues. They beat women. Some women are not good mothers. They'd rather twerk on top of a car on the school night instead of getting them kids. But and most of the times the signs are there. But and I ain't gonna say I'm guilty of this because I don't have any children. But we look past some red flags because of certain factors that, you know what I mean. But you got to stop. You got to stop it. You got to stop. We got to make better choices to have children with. It's getting kind of crazy. We got to make better choices. And that burden is more heavily on women. So I'm talking to y'all for a minute. Ladies, if you meet a guy, he already got 3, 4, 5 kids. He already got 2, 3, 4, 5 baby mamas. I wish y'all could call in and chime in, but when this clip gets out, y'all will be able to chime in. What is the decision? Like, what is going through your mind? Because I ask my mama this all the time because she does a lot of dumb things. I'm not shaming you for it. I just want to know what's going through your mind. Like, and fellas too, what makes you want to be the 6th baby daddy? What makes you want to be the 4th baby mama? Like, what's the process? Like, okay, it's one thing for guys taking care of 2, 3, 4, which is, it might be kind of difficult, especially if you're not financially, that's expensive. And, you know, in most cases, those 3, 4, 5 kids are stretched out across multiple households. And the OG said, and I don't know, I don't got no kids. He said, you can be the best father in the world, but it's damn near impossible to raise your children if you're not in that home. Extremely difficult. I don't know. Maybe I can have some fathers on there. But it's extremely difficult to raise. So I'm asking, what's the process? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Chicks with 3, 4, 5 kids, they are some of the coolest people ever. They more down to earth. They more humble. They like you more. The 3 serious relationships I've had in my life, I'm gonna go to 3 serious ones. I'm gonna go in order. One had 4 kids. The other one had 5 kids. And the other one now, and she got 5 kids, but when I was messing with it, she had 4. But what's the process of, like, I don't, okay. Then back to, not to jump subjects. Okay. So he got 4 or 5 kids. He's already a deadbeat to those 4 or 5 kids. What is your motivation? I'm going to give him more children. Like, I don't know, man. So we got to stop doing it because it starts with the kids. If we want to make changes, in 30, 40 years, these 2 and 3 year old kids, these kids are eventually going to be adults. So we got to stop them traumas. We got to bring back the family. We got to bring back. And I ain't going to lie to you. A word that grinds my gears is baby mama and baby daddy. That shit pisses me off. Your children's mother, children's father. That's my fling, boo thing. Hey, I even take sneaky link. I don't know what. Just don't. Can you even retire that shit, man? That's my baby mama. That's my. I don't know, man. Is that a... That got to be a fairly new phrase. I don't think niggas was in the 50s saying baby mama. Would you agree?
Yeah. That's some new age shit right there.
And I don't know, like, I ain't going to say his name, but nigga called me. I got a kid on the way. We going to be co-parenting. Like, damn, the kid ain't even fucking got legs yet. It's still in the womb and y'all already seeing different... Yeah, we just going to be co-parenting. We're not together. I don't believe, personally, in abortions, but hey, Put that baby in the
blender. That's because motherfuckers don't believe in condoms, man. You got to strap up. If your pull up game weak, strap the fuck up. It's that simple.
See,
like my pull out game is immaculate. My two kids was by choice. I ain't gonna lie. And you know, me and my baby mom. Look, see, I'm guilty as well. But we so programmed to say that.
Yeah.
That, you know, we just been saying it for so long. But yeah, me and my kids' mom, we was engaged and everything.
Nigga, I've been knowing you for 2 years. You never told me you was engaged?
Yeah, I was engaged. But for the wrong reasons. Because.
What were the reasons?
I had knocked her up.
Oh, okay.
And then we had two kids. And I was like, all right, I might as well do it now. But it wasn't for us. You know what I mean?
I understand. But that's solid, though. You try to be a family. You try to be.
Yeah,
I understand that. That's solid.
Tried it. And hey, I want to talk to the fellas, though. We got to have better dick control, man. We got to have better dick control. Like, all of these women is not worthy of your seed. Is not worthy of your penis. She was crazy before you got there, and she gonna be crazy long after you left. So you gotta you know, use better discernment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You gotta, especially if you don't believe in abortions and condoms and a lot of birth control out here.
Yeah,
abortions should be the last resort, but if you don't believe in abortions and shit like that, because I tell people, man, I don't want to hear that my baby mama ain't shit, my baby daddy ain't. I don't want to hear that shit. Like, you picked them. It's all right. You know, people do some fucked up shit. And you know, and you can vent, but if you calling me about dumb shit, yeah, man, she wanted me to drop the kids off Thursday, but I said I want to do it Friday. Man, that's dumb. That's stupid shit, man. And fellas, you got to be you're going to get in the story and the stick a lot, so.
Yeah.
Be ready, man. You be ready, like, your emotions are going to come second. It's just the way it is. It's like double standards. Like, it's double standards in all aspects of life. Like, OG said, like, a woman to have sex with a lot of men is a hoe. A man to have sex with a lot of women is a king. You know, he's the man.
Yeah.
You know, let's just say this. Say you got a lock, right? I'm going to break it down to you got a lock. If any key can open that fucking lock, that's a shitty ass lock. Would you agree?
Facts.
But if it's fucking key and you can stick it in any door and unlock it, that's a hell of a fucking key. Let me get one of those. You know, but I'm gonna let you put your two and two together. So it's double standards and all that. So you gotta be, fellas, I'm not saying put up with too much stuff, but the petty shit, if it's small and petty, it's gonna make mean the world to her. Just fucking do it. You might not want to do it. Just think about the kids. If it's something petty and minute, and just fucking do it. You know, that's my little. I'm gonna start doing more rants. That'll be the bonus content. I'm gonna do like that. What's that boy? What's the nigga name on Fox? The point of view guy, Eric. You know, I ain't watching him. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, I ain't sure you talking about.
It's a guy on Fox. He does a point of view who always, and he just talks that he just makes good. It's about a 5 minute segment. He touches on controversial topics controversial topics, and things like that. But I loved all the support. I love the big and lazy family. The big and lazy mafia. I love y'all. We didn't had all type of people, walks of life, food reviewers. We had doctors, rappers, guys that's maybe in the, you know, alternative life. You know what I mean? We appreciate y'all. And the big misconception is you ain't got to be no rapping ass nigga, no entertainer. You got a hell of a lot of clout. We fuck with everybody on this couch, man. The Big and Lazy Podcast, man. Shout out to Barry Goodall.
Just a good story and good conversation.
We got to get some African. We got to get some. But you ever had African food?
No, I haven't. I seen you did that review, though.
That was good, bro.
How was that?
It was excellent. Shout out to Barry Goodall and Gucci. No lie. The food was good. The jollof rice was good. The customer service was immaculate. For $20, I'm a big guy, big and lazy. You see, I love to eat. And I even got my mind right before I got there, so that increases my appetite. For $20, bro, I got a nice plate of food. It was half the plate was the portions was good. Customer service was good. The jollof rice. Just give me a plate of that. Give me a half a plate of jollof rice and a half a plate of plantains. Plantains is like bananas, but they remind you of like a sweet potato. Like, oh my God, it was good. Just give me a plate of that jollof rice and pepper sauce.
How you feel about them beef patties? I see you had them beef patties.
Now, they went all that. They went not. The beef patty was just like a... They went all that. They went nasty, but it wasn't really my thing. It was more of a, I don't know, remind you of a fucking Hot Pocket, but I don't know. It wasn't, that meat wasn't, the crust and the flakiness was cool. The pocket itself was cool, but the filling didn't really do it for me. It was okay. Then they gave us some goat milk. That was different. It was some.
Really? Goat milk?
Yeah, goat milk. It was like a dessert. It was like a bag, and you just bite off the tip of the bag, and you just squeeze, and it was different. It was like a frozen yogurt, like a yogurt, frozen like cheesecake type of thing.
So you're just squirting milk in your mouth, sucking the end of it like a titty. That's kind of awkward.
It is.
It's kind of awkward. Was it good though?
It was all right. It reminded you of like a frozen yogurt, like a plain frozen yogurt. That's exactly what it was. Like a frozen yogurt.
I've had goat cheese, but never goat milk.
Why don't we drink goat milk or any other milk for them? Why is cows the milk that we drink? Why can't we drink? Do horses make milk?
Ew. I mean, it sounds gross, but who knows? And if they could, it might be good.
How about a semen?
Milk is milk, damn it.
Huh?
For milk is milk, pretty much.
Right, I'm saying, we're going to open this up into discussion. Like, why the fuck, how is cow the goddamn, I'm pretty sure there's a reason, we can Google it, but why is cow the goddamn milk of choice? Like, why can't we drink, I don't know.
That's a good question. We're going to get on that.
Serious business. Like, why is the cow, like, what's the difference? Like, you drink goat milk, it can't be no fucking worse than, and even go to eggs and stuff. Like, I seen a comment, oh, you eating ostrich egg. You might be eating ostrich egg in the fucking store. You wouldn't know it. You didn't see a chicken get killed and get hatched. You don't know what the fuck you eating.
That's
serious.
That's true. They let the FDA feed us anything. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. Our food is fake.
And the FDA is part of the reason we got an opioid crisis. Because if you look back at that Purdue Pharma, the reason the doctors trusted it, because they trusted the FDA. But Purdue Pharma, they found somebody to work in the FDA, paid him. Hey, if you approve this packet, we'll give you a $300,000 job. This is back in 96. A $300,000 job, $250,000 is a lot of money today. 30 years ago, you was on top of the goddamn world. Serious, and you can look this up. It's called, his name was Erg. So his last name was Wright. I think it was Erg Wright. Nah, that's easy. Ralph, I don't know. His last name was Wright. Look it up. He left the FDA and started working for Purdue Pharma, and he allowed them to have this is less addictive, which is completely bony. This is Oxycontin. This is Perks. And they was giving Perk 20s, Perk 30s, Perk. You know what I mean? You was walking in the, yeah, I got a tummy ache, doc. Here's Perk 20s. Here's 100 of them. You know what I mean? It was easy because some doctors was crooked. Don't get me wrong, but some doctors was like, yeah, you know, the FDA says this is safe. Look, it says it right here in the pamphlet. This is less addictive. The time, you know, so they can be bought. The FDA can't always be trusted. That's wild, man. Just imagine. I leave here. Oh, man, I got a sore foot. I got a 30 milligram Percocets. You know what I mean?
Man.
The good old days. Wild, wild west, man. So what's next for the big and lazy?
What else you got coming up here?
I ain't got nothing up. I got an interview with, he's coming on the set. We're going to try to get H-Block Duke on here. We're going to definitely got, man, shout out to Josh Brown. Let's get the business podcast, man. He got some A1 fucking guests, man. He His is more sports themed, but he got some heavy hitters, man. Shout out to him, man. And I was on there too, man. So shout out to me. So shout out to everybody that's positive. And I just want to say, before we get out of here, people that come on this couch, come on, flip this up. Let me get a clap. People that come on this couch often ask to come on this couch. They often ask a lot of times via DM, via in person, big bruh, get me on the podcast, fuck with me. And I like to mess with anybody. But y'all need to realize a lot of this stuff is not scripted. This is not none of this. This is, I barely have like a questions. Like, this is all freestyle. Come on. You talking to your uncle on the porch or the couch or the garage. I'm not twisting nobody's arm to say anything. We ain't doing no magic tricks behind cutting up words. So we not secretly recording you. We not, you know, sometimes a conversation gets spicy when the camera mic's cut off. And in some cases, I might even like, hey, do you mind if we cut this on? Nah. Some people cut it back on. But in most cases, we don't. These brights are lights. These three cameras are lit. So you know you've been recorded. So when that recording comes out, you got to be ready for the backlash, if any, that you get. Because I say stuff all the time that piss people off. Like, and it's part of the territory now. Like, you're not going to please anybody. Okay, for instance, White Castles is the best hamburgers in the city. All five niggas are going, ah, man, you right, man. Love me a double cheese and a milkshake. Another four or five, oh, nigga, you crazy. You need to get out with the woo-woo. Another example, Kobe Bryant is the best basketball player to ever live. Just an example. 10, 15, 20 people. You right. He got the pivot game. He won it. Another 30, 40, 50 people. Oh, no. He can't hold LeBron's jockstrap. So you can't please everybody. You can't please everybody. Somebody's going to be pissed off. Somebody's going to be angry. But please don't throw us on the bus. Please don't. You know what I mean? Whatever you say on these mics, stand on it. That's all I'm going to say. Whatever you say on these mics, just stand on it. That's all I ask. Just stand on it. We're not making you say anything. We're not clout chasing because we don't need it. Just stand on it.
Big Lazy.
That's all I got to say about that. God bless.
Before we get out of here,
huh?
You want to tell them about the new show that we
got in the works? Oh, yes. I'm recording another show.
We ain't going to tell them who the co-host is, though.
Don't.
Yeah, we ain't going to tell them who the co-host is.
We got a surprise. We starting a new show. It's going to be like reacting to viral videos type of thing. And I'm going to have a co-host or two, you know, to come and help me react. And we just give an honest opinion, you know, viral videos and, you know, that's what we're going to do, man. We trying something new. We still going to have the Big and Lazy podcast, but it's an additional show. Two shows. You can call me Two Show Shorty. That's two. Two Show Shorty. Two. One, two.
You did that like, bro, man. You put the three fingers.
Yeah. Two shows. We had two shows. No, two. Two shows coming out. The Big and Lazy podcast. That ain't going nowhere. And we also having like a live react show. We ain't got the name to that shit, but it's going to be lit. We got a fan favorite, per se, just coming back. That person's hilarious. Good personality. We got similar views about, you know, things. So,
another confirmed, yeah,
love y'all, man. Production confirmed.
Big Lazy.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.